in the mountains outside of Salt Lake City. The slide happened after several days of spring snowstorms. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing slashing 10,000 vacant state jobs and other cuts to close a $27.6 billion deficit in that state. The Dow is ahead 137 points. The NASDAQ is down one. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax-advantaged account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Mayday, mayday. More and more new vehicles are arriving most every day in May at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Please contact them and let them know what you're looking for at 285-9300. It might already be on the way. Stop by and get a great deal on a pre-owned car. Larry Puckett has one of the largest selections of used cars, trucks, and SUVs in the River Region. If you want to sell your vehicle, Larry Puckett will pay top dollar for it. For over 40 years, Larry Puckett's customers have been telling their friends about the great deals and service they received at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. New cars are arriving daily. Stop by Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or give them a call at 285-9300 before you drop by. You can shop them online at LarryPuckett.com for details on all offers. Larry Puckett's customers have been doing the talking for over four decades. Come by and soon you'll be doing the talking too.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-488-2594. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-488-2594. That's 800-488-2594. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
What a big change in our weather just in time for the weekend. In fact, tonight is going to be much cooler with low temperatures only in the mid-50s, mostly clear skies overnight. Tomorrow, Saturday, very comfortable humidity with a high temperature up to about 79, plenty of sunshine. Back to the 50s again on Saturday night and a nice Mother's Day forecast with plenty of sunshine and a high in the lower 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey everybody, gather around. give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
It is the big broadcast.
Ain't no thing.
Well, some people think it is a thing. Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. I'm your gracious, occasionally trucking and host Greg Udell. Eddie Bader unable to be here today, but Rosie Brock is. And guess what?
And here they are.
In a million years, you'll never believe he's going to step up to the mic here for a couple of minutes.
Joey.
Yeah. How did you know? Jeb?
Please clap.
How you doing, son?
I'm all right, I guess.
Well, I can tell. You can't fool the old man.
Yeah. Well, and not bad. It's just, I look at the news today. I'm not feeling it.
I loved what you said. I was listening on the way in, as I almost always am.
Thank you.
And the comment you made about, I'm sick of the, how did you put it?
The what's happening on college campus? Oh, look, something happening on your free little college campus. Who cares?
You know what? I really think the media still runs out because it's another mostly peaceful protest, right?
Right.
Anything to push the left. But I'm past the point of caring, too. Colleges, you either get your crap together and put an end to that stuff, because that is not free speech when we're destroying property and threatening and menacing people. Those are crimes, and they should be prosecuted. Of course, they never will be, not with this Justice Department. They're too busy trying to convict Donald Trump for tearing the tag off a mattress.
Right.
And I'm sick of that, too. I'm sick of Stormy Daniels. I am sick of Jackhole Smith.
Yep.
What an asshole. Mm-hmm. That man is the, if we get the Pictionary going, I'm ready to put his face right there.
I agree.
With his smarmy beard and his big eyes and his mental illness with Donald Trump. That still mystifies me. I mean, you can't, anything but Donald Trump. why do you hate him? What did he do that was so horrible? And then they, you know, repeat some talking point they heard or, you know.
He said there were fine people on all both sides.
No, yes.
He praised white supremacists, Greg.
I forgot about that. No wonder I hate him too now.
Except that he learned. And I'm not talking about the white supremacists.
By the way, your impersonations are always getting better.
I appreciate that.
But in fact,
maybe I should have done the whole show as Lindsey Graham. Welcome to News and Views. This is Lindsey, guest host for Joey.
You should. I used to do a character I invented years ago. I'll give you a quick example, free sample here. And it was always hilarious. It was, I asked my listeners, who would like to bring their children into my studio to record some stuff for the show?
Yeah, right.
So Adam records responses like,
thanks, Mr. Boodle!
Except the character was Mrs. Cleaver. And the Mrs. Cleaver I portrayed was the antithesis of the one on TV. You know, for my generation, Leave It to Beaver was an iconic show. So Mrs. Cleaver would, kids, how about a cigar? Thank you, Mrs. Cleaver. They're always so polite and sweet, like little kids. Mrs. Cleaver needs a belt now, children. Why don't you go to the water fountain? Okay, Mrs. Cleaver. It was just silly stuff. The culmination of Mrs. Cleaver, you remember the group, Amber? You wouldn't remember. Well, you were born before they were a thing. You were about 3. Hmm. 78, right?
No, I wasn't alive in 1978.
Same year as Juneau.
88.
Oh, a little before Juneau.
Yeah, December 1st, 1988 is when I come into this world.
You know, Janelle's really a terrific young woman. You ought to... Then he could really call you son.
Oh, look at the time.
No, we have somebody that can say that for us. Rich?
Boy, look at the time.
Yeah.
No.
So Mrs. Cleaver, when I had no better idea, Mrs. Cleaver would fill in. And it was an easy show to do. It was always funny. And but I love that idea. But we were talking about you the other day. I don't know if your ears were burning or not, but... we had some Bernie saying Bernie's running for another term. Was he going to be 98 when he if he finishes the next 6 years? Your Bernie impersonation, and I specifically loved it when you'd say, I don't like your tone.
Yeah. Mr. Boodle, I don't like your tone. Greg, is that your name? Greg?
Yeah. We had some fun shows, man. And I won't bring it out, but I always, in fact, sometimes I would troll you to get you to launch a war on women.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because those were hysterical, too.
Yeah, but now I'm...
No, you're a dignified solo host now. We can't be doing those.
Well, no, I'm now prosecuting the war. Right. These broads are out of control.
Who's winning?
They are.
No, yeah.
I'm not saying I'm effective. But
nothing wrong with fighting a war you know you're going to lose, right, as long as it's something like that.
Like that old Peter Sellers movie, The Mouse That Roared. I'm just looking for a great reconciliation. After
I love that movie metaphor. Speaking of movies, Miss Murray will join us at 5:35, and between now and then we'll take a look at the thread we've had going on Facebook on movies that celebrate moms, or where the mother is the central character. Except... And trust me, in the course of the thread, there were people that nominated movies like Psycho.
Mm.
Come on.
Rosie, not everybody had a mother that made them a better person.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, there are movies about mother-child relationships that aren't pleasant. Not everything is I Remember Mama with Irene Dunne from 1948.
One that always still will make me cry, tear up. And it's when you least, because you forget this is the beginning of the movie, mm-hmm. but the mom steals the movie in the opening scene. It's Guardians of the Galaxy. It opens with her dying of cancer in the hospital.
Ooh.
Before, and then he, and like she gives him one last gift and he can't watch her die and all this stuff. And he runs away with the gift just in his backpack. And that's when he's abducted by aliens. And for the rest of the movie, in fact, the whole series, those songs his mother gave him while she was dying are playing
The soundtracks for those things are really good.
And but it's just like you forget how heartfelt that is. That movie just tears me to pieces at the beginning there.
And let me see. I was thrilled on one of them. This should have been a nationwide hit, but it was a hit in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah.
By Alyota Haynes and Jeremiah. Oh, what might have been. I'm just going to play a little bit of this. Very catchy. That's all we have time for. Maybe we'll close the show with it or something. Can I share a memory about your mom?
Sure.
And that was tough. But I was at the supermarket up here at the corner one day, and she was there. And we had been working together for some time, and she was picking up a few things. She looked good. She mm-hmm. was fine. But I went to her, and I said, your son is going to have an incredible future. I'm very lucky. Well, that certainly has... Well, you know me. You've been working with me a long time.
Yeah.
I choke up easily. But, you know, that's... mothers love that. I talked this morning about a time I had flown my mom down. We were going to go to Joe Stone Crabs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the few people in town that never had to make a reservation there. And, but we were doing this TV giveaway at 6:30. So... I brought mom along to watch. I was dressed for dinner. I was wearing my radio clothes, my Miami Vice crap. But what I didn't know at the end of this giveaway that they were going to hit me in the face with a pie.
Mm.
Now, it's for the bit. It's for the benefit of whatever we're doing, because people are going to say, "Wow, did you see what happened to Vidal on Channel 10 last night? They hit him with a pie, and it was a mess." So I'm standing there on TV, and I've got chocolate cream falling off my face and all over my clothes and everything else. And so we laughed. We had a good time with it. I turn around. My mother is sobbing.
What?
My mother is sobbing. She wasn't around. She didn't get that, you know, things like this happen. We do things like this to each other, to show each other how much we love us. Something like that.
Right.
As a mom, it's no big deal. We just got to go back to my place and get a fresh change of clothes and get the chocolate cream out of my hair, and we'll be just fine. And we were.
She thought they were being mean to her son.
But you know, it's like Joey's mom.
Yeah.
To me, was the consummate mom, and I of course meant everything I said. Look at you today.
Wow.
And watching her face react. Was a blessing. It was a gift to have that moment with her. So, and she was just so proud of you.
You trying to get me to break up?
No, I'm the emotional wreck on this station. I'm the one that, Rich Thomas comes in a close second, okay? Because he'll hit something on the timeline. Yeah.
Right.
It happened this morning. He was telling some story about his mom. And you could hear it. Because we are genuine emotional people on this radio station.
Can I share a story about my mom, Greg?
Of course. I haven't. You haven't told me a damn thing about anybody in your family, Rosie, now that I think about it. But I would love to hear about your mom, yes.
Oh, my mom. We had friends that lived in the same city up in Cullman. And they were... My mom was friends with this woman, and they owned a nursery and everything. Well, the guy got called.
Sorry about that.
To the ministry. And so they just took off, and he married a girl, and they went to Brazil. And my mom supported them every month and wrote them a card every month. Send it to them, let them know what was happening in the neighborhood, and it wasn't a great deal of money.
Right.
But every month, they looked forward to it so much. And when I had an opportunity, I wanted her to be able to go to Brazil and see the work that they had done, because she had contributed to that.
Mm-hmm.
So we went over there. And they brought her up on stage and shared that everything that you see here today, she's going to get a crown when she goes to heaven for this, because she has faithfully, and they told it was something like 19 years, she...
Wow.
She, you know, sent them a card every week, supported them every month, and it to hear that on my mom's behalf was worth the whole trip.
Wow. That's awesome. So, this is your Emotional FM. We're starting a group, and if you would like to join us and have some therapy this afternoon, we would love to have you join us. I really have no idea what I want to do. Like I said at the beginning, I hate the news. At the end of the show, I'm gonna cheat and play our interview with Mark Robert yesterday.
Okay.
Because those are always fun. And you know, at the end of the... there's something going on there, because at the end, every time Mark is on with us, he's got a special, like, message for Rosie.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've noticed that.
Yeah.
He's making the moves.
When I called him, he said, "What's for dinner tonight?"
Yes.
I said, "Fish."
Funny stuff.
Yesterday, the check was in the mail.
Now, my mother was here running this radio station. She would take note of this giant crap pile I come in here with. Mm-hmm. And this is my routine. I bring the crap pile in. I take it out of the bag. I put it there.
Right.
At the end of the show, I gather up the crap pile, put it back in the bag, take it home with every intention of sorting through it.
Sure.
And do I do that? Do I get anything accomplished with the crap pile?
No.
Of course not.
Well, and I tried a new thing today, I was telling you, where I tried to, like, block out segments, which I never do normally. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really like it. I want to be a little more spontaneous.
You have to be. It's... you have to be tuned in to how people are feeling, which is one reason why I love the Bomb Hours on Wednesday night, because people talk and they kind of... People will tell you what they wanted, like they told Churchill, King George told Churchill in Darkest Hour, ask the people.
Yeah.
And we've done that a few times, but you remember the Tea Party days, and we felt invincible, and we felt that talk radio was a powerful weapon in getting our conservative views across. And we were very effective in getting a lot of weak people who... used our radio station, used our voices and our platform to get elected, and then turned around and became part of the swamp. So that experience, I think, I mean, right now, I can't think of a time in my life where people should be more outraged. I mean, openly outraged and angry at what's going on and have a place to vent it. But it's almost like they're afraid. Like, what if the government hears me? We're getting that point. So... And people have, you know, with every passing day, have more ways to consume news and find out what they need to know. I
mean, we could talk about how great the city of Montgomery's doing. Like, we're doing great, right?
Right.
Yeah.
There's that new facility, like the Facebook thing. Like,
oh, Meta?
Yeah.
Well, that's just one leftist thanking another.
Well, and it's like 100 jobs.
100 jobs.
100. $800 million gets you 100 jobs.
That seems a little out of whack. What are they going to be doing at this Meta facility, do you know? Unfriending people?
Just store. It's a data center, so I imagine they're going to be putting a bunch of data in there.
Yeah, like everything we'd like to keep private, but they have stolen from us.
And probably. By the way, Facebook sucks.
Look, when it came along, I thought it was the greatest invention of the century. And before they started coming up with ways of muting people like me, there's very few things that I know get seen. I've got 5,000 friends. I've got 12,500 followers.
Right.
And I put something up that people need to know that's either important or something that I think is really funny, and it gets 6 reactions. You know what got a big reaction the other day? The Cosmo Girl photo that Six Shift Nanny had sent.
Absolutely.
I was really pleased, because that's a long time ago. Joey was a tot, for crying out loud, at that time.
What year was that?
2005, 6,
I was
7,
in high 8. School.
High school.
Mm.
At Catholic, right?
At Catholic, yes. Do you remember that I called you up? Because I listened to this station because I listened to Glenn Beck.
Right.
And y'all got rid of Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
And so you, and I know why now and all this stuff, but like you were taking a lot of calls about it, mm-hmm. and you said, if I get one more call, about Glenn, and so I, 272-9228, I called you up. And I'm like, wait, what happened to Glenn Beck? And you were not very happy with me.
You were trolling me.
Yeah, I was.
That's funny.
That's when Joey knew he wanted to work for you, Greg.
You know what? I feel bad about that.
No.
I would like to give you a $25 bomb hours gift card as an amend for that
thank you.
Bad behavior on my part.
No, I do not deserve that.
He's been giving out a lot of those lately.
I know.
Because the gift card fairy came over and yeah. handed me a big pile of those things.
Now people are going to start to confuse him with Mr. Baumhauer.
Mr. Bob, you know, we got to get Bob to town one of these days.
I know.
He doesn't travel as much as he used to, and Spencer, his son, has taken over things. In fact, they came up with a great new menu for baseball season. Step up to the plate.
I do wonder if I could do a whole entire show like Lindsey Graham.
I'll bet you could do an hour.
Lindsey? Just Lindsey?
Just Lindsey. And
Lindsey for an hour. 60 minutes, folks. Mm-hmm.
Because if you commit to 3 hours and it doesn't go the way you plan, at least you've limited any frustration you might have. But I think you could, absolutely.
Well, hello,
do it as Bernie.
Hello, people in Montgomery. Lindsey Graham. And I have my good friend, Senator Britt, here. Katie, how are you? Well, Lindsey, I'm doing so well. Well, it's so good to see you. So are we gonna bomb some people?
When what is it with Kay? Nobody calls me anymore. They only talk to you, and I don't know why.
No, they hadn't talked to me in a second either. With Senator Britt, I think she's just a hawk, and a lot of Alabamians agree with her on that. I'll put it this way. I have my disagreements with Senator Britt, but I still like her at the end of the day. And then Tuberville, I think something happened when Mitch McConnell threw him under the bus after that hold and all this.
Yeah.
I think it radicalized Tuberville even more. So lately he's not been holding back by any means.
That's why I love him. And you'll notice that the media's given him virtually no coverage because they don't want something that makes sense to get widespread exposure. Mm. And that's part of what sucks too. In addition to Facebook suppressing things. What did I put on there? Well, I posted. Oh, this is kind of cool. If I may, can we have you for two more minutes?
Yeah, sure.
I got to know, you remember, ever heard of a guy named Cooter?
Wait. Yeah, I think so. He called once, right?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I wouldn't bet anything I own on that, but at least once.
Maybe he messaged us or something. I don't know.
So I got this note from him because I posted the video blog. By the way, I was the one that turned the camera more towards me.
That's cool. That's how it's supposed to work.
I'm sorry.
You did a good job.
He says, Greg, I was listening to you and David online. I never watched the video. I put on the video today from yesterday's show, and I was shocked. Shocked at your appearance. I know you've been talking about losing weight, but darn, brother, you're looking good.
All right.
And I thanked him. And he's, I didn't know this about him. He said, 20 years ago, I was at 400. I had weight loss surgery. There were complications. But I lost 175 pounds. And then it's climbed back up some. So I said, well, I'm down 49 from my peak.
Mm-hmm.
And I am now determined to get below 200. I have a suit. It's an Armani suit. I bought it in 1990. And I've dragged it with me everywhere I go. I haven't been able to wear it this century, but it was a $900 suit back then, so it's a good suit. Well, I got adventurous in the closet yesterday. I know that sounds vulgar, but it wasn't. I decided to see, well, let's see how the jacket fits. So the jacket is still a little bit small, but if I can get below 200, I may be able to wear that thing, which is kind of neat.
Yeah,
go for it.
I'm working at it because lost 8 pounds in the last 3 weeks. So
wow,
it's going in the right direction.
And I am trying some of the yoga stuff.
It works, man. It's good for you.
My doctor said, really, you know, because here's where it is. Here's where the remaining weight is. Right here. I don't have a belly, but that's where I'm working it. And those kinds of things. I got to get myself a 10-pound weight
mm-hmm.
to put on the belly when you do the glute crunches.
Oh, really?
So that
you're
lifting
bridging up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And those work.
Yeah, I know.
That's our advice for the day, our medical tip of the day. If you really want to tighten your buns, learn the glute crunch.
I think that was the main thrust of the conversation.
See what he did there with the thrust, because that's what you have to do is thrust. And that benefits other muscles. We'll talk about those later.
We have way too many choices in this book.
That's another Bernie favorite.
Bernie pipes in.
Well, thank you for hanging out with the old man. Appreciate it.
Good to see you.
He's the only person that I will refer to myself as the old man around. We used to do All Request Fridays, 272-9228. If there's something from our files that you would like to hear, play the government can. A listener sent that to me in Facebook Messenger, and we've had that for
a long time.
Many, many years. Over a decade, at least. And so that's why we opened the show with that today. But we appreciate it. And if there's something you would like to hear this afternoon, we'd love to play it. And if there's big Hollywood mega donor rips Biden's threat to withhold weapons from Israel. Jeez. At least tell us who the good guys are and the bad guys are. That would be a refreshing change. See, this is just pissing me off. But we don't need to be angry.
Why do they have to say Hollywood mega donor?
Yeah.
That seemed a little cliche. Anyway, I'm in trouble now.
You are?
No.
Oh. No, I will stand up for you. To a point. It's
you're not sending weapons to Israel. The Holly people that run Hollywood are very upset.
Yes.
Okay, Fox.
Lend-Lease. Bring back Lend-Lease. Keep us out, and we'll send stuff to help the good guys, but not our people. All right. Do we have anything that's 2.5 hours long that we can close the show with right now? That
would be. I'm not sure. I think you're SOL, but you know what? You look good today.
Speaking of that, have you heard from him?
Nope.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
Where are you, Seth Spotlow?
For the record, I started that.
Oh, for the record, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't steal him.
No, I'm saying I started the whole saying you look good today.
Oh. Mm. Well, thanks. Oh, here's a call at 272-9228 at 333. Who is this?
Sparky.
Sparky.
Hey, Sparky. Hey, I just want to let you know, me and my wife always wanted to go to Aruba. So we went to Aruba, and we just got in back this morning around 11 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I can't keep my mouth shut about politics. Everybody that I talked to over there about Joe Biden agreed with me. He is a total butthead.
Yeah, he is.
They laugh at him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But I mean, it's worldwide that he is just
my favorite.
Just a fool.
Clip of the week was the one where somebody photoshopped him when he was walking to Marine One and he bent at the knees, and it looked like
It looks like he was having a good time. He was his best life there.
And you see these giant turds dropping out of his behind. I'd love to.
I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, the left used to say that when Trump was in office, the whole world's making fun of us. The whole world seemed to be getting along a lot better than two.
Yeah.
Well, we wouldn't have this gas problem. I know that.
The price, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, how did he know I have gas?
Thank you, Sparky. Have a great. Anything you want to hear this afternoon?
You could do the where the thing about the mall guy. We are something personnel.
Oh, the non-essential personnel.
That's
sure.
It.
Yeah, no problem. Alrighty, okay. Thanks, Sparky. Let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
I would take good money to have Joey Clark doing a debate between Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders, moderated by Lindsey Graham. What do you think?
I could come in and make a special guest appearance by Ross Perot. That was funny. We were talking about him and the SNL thing. That's really what you remember. But I was on WLS during that campaign with Clinton and Jennifer Flowers and Ross Perot. And Ross Perot had a lot of traction with the dumbasses in Chicago. And we called them the pierogies. The pierogies.
Let me just explain it back this way. You got two sheep, and then you got a third sheep. Then both the sheep then will gang up on the third sheep, and that's what we got right now in politics. Right now, yep, I see it.
The funniest one, thank you, Mr. The funniest one was when Stockdale made that Who Am I thing, and it became a thing.
Oh, right.
And the next week, Saturday Night Live did a skit. Phil Hartman played Stockdale, I believe that was it, Admiral Stockdale. And Perot's driving a car and kicks him out of the car, and Stockdale manages to keep running as fast as the car is going, coming up to the side, and Perot's just trying to, like, brush him away, get rid of him. Funny stuff. The show used to be funny.
Everybody, welcome to this debate. I'm Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, South Carolina. And tonight we have a special debate between Bernie Sanders, I believe of Vermont, and Donald Trump, you know him. And so, Bernie, what do you think? Does this country have too few choices, just the right amount of choices, or too many choices?
Well, of course this country has too many choices.
Excuse me, Bernie, why are you so gay? Like, why can't you just enjoy America?
Anyway, that's the best I could do impromptu.
Yeah, Bernie's got plenty of, he's got choices when it comes to houses. I think he has three or four of those. Sports cars, three or four of those. It's you he doesn't want to have the choices for some reason. Dare we? Randall?
Yes, sir. Hey, y'all, man. It's so good to hear y'all. More on women coming in a few minutes, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I had to say, I remember the night that Young Joy gave Spotlow that advice. When he was sitting there, and Spotlow was so excited he was getting to go to your show the next day. And he was worried that you were going to have one of your blowouts, and what would he do? You know what I mean? He ain't never been in the studio, and how is it? He was kind of at, and George said, well, if it scares you, just look at him and say, you look good. And it just pretty much sounds like one of the advice. So it pretty much sounds like a great sense of spiritual animal. It don't, you know what I mean? Just tell him, you know what I mean? And he's gonna listen to him because he wants to feel, you know, just like you do. You know what I mean? You're such a spiritual person. And, I don't even know. I guess the electrical beings that we are, when people speak positivity into your life, you accept it with no qualms about it. You don't hesitate to second guess them or nothing. If they tell you look good, it don't matter what you thought you looked like in that mirror at that moment. You're great. You look good. You know what I mean? Like you take that stuff to heave, and what people say matters. Positivity matters, and you know what I mean. And I won't ever forget that night, man. That your son just say, "Hey, you look good," and that's all you gotta do. And
right.
I remember that night. So, yeah, it wasn't nothing. And Joy, I had always been saying that for years, just about as much as you say war on women. But, man, I love y'all. Y'all are a great team. Oh, you're just a great coach, period, Greg.
Nah. Yeah. You got the star quarterback here. I just send in the plays. That's all.
Yeah, I hear you.
Thank you, Randall.
Right, yes, sir. We'll see y'all.
All righty then. Wow. A spate? How many in a spate?
Enough.
We had a spate of calls.
Yes.
At 3:39. We haven't even started the hour yet.
I'm going to get out of here.
I know. You stayed a lot longer. Thanks for coming. There's a bowl of Werther's butterscotch candies over there that you can take a handful.
I'm stealing this from somebody. But the Amber Alert of candies.
Take a handful. You've earned every one of them. All right. We'll get our first traffic update from Skipper in a moment. I want to actually, if I may, salute a mom, another mom. Her name is Holly Turner. Donnie Turner founded MPB. Holly gave birth to son Brandon, who is now helping dad manage the shop. And she is the woman behind Montgomery Paint and Body. She's a good friend. I think she's an incredible human being. And I just wanted to take a moment and talk about Montgomery Paint and Body, because the great women are always behind the scenes, never taking credit. But I think Donnie and Brandon would both say, if it wasn't for her, I don't think we'd be where we are. I don't think I'm being presumptive at all in saying that. She is terrific. Happy Mother's Day, Holly Turner. And don't forget, if you find yourself with a damaged car from an accident, if it's not drivable, have it towed to Montgomery Paint and Body. If it is drivable, get your insurance claim number as fast as you can from your adjuster. Your adjuster will know about MPB, and they'll know that they can deal directly with them when it comes to ordering all the parts that need to be replaced, repaired, repainted, and so forth. And then all you have to do is expect the result, which will make your car look as good as new, maybe better. And it's almost as if Donnie Turner is putting the finishing touches on every vehicle they repair to show off to Holly. Good job. Job well done. MPB, for over four decades, the best in the business, integrity, principles, that's what they're founded on as much as they are brick and mortar. Again, the number 27 Rec with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body. Traffic down, and then we'll get local news next.
Well, my goodness, we have some accidents being worked this afternoon. 8,000 block of Park Crossing. That is just off Taylor Road. You turn right there at the Regions Bank. Also, Bell Road at Watchman Drive. That's about a block over from Bell and Vaughn. And on Boyd Cooper Parkway at Chantilly Parkway. That's that famous little right turn when you get off at Chantilly Parkway that takes you back to the Cracker Barrel. Had an accident there. Buckle up. Be safe out there this afternoon. Very busy all over the area. At Thompson Tractor, your job matters. Come experience their commitment to customer service. They can provide the equipment, parts, service, and rentals you need to keep your machines performing their best. Visit Thompson Tractor or check out their website, thompsontractor.com. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Alabama lawmakers ended the legislative session Thursday night without approving a lottery, continuing a 25-year stalemate on the issue of gambling. Supporters were unable to break an impasse in the Alabama Senate after the measure failed by one vote earlier in the session. A man has been arrested and charged in a high-speed chase that occurred Wednesday during rush hour in Montgomery. 20-year-old Carlos Chavez attempted to elude state troopers on I-85 North at Forest Avenue. Chavez was eventually arrested on Eastern Boulevard after colliding with two vehicles. An Elmore County teacher has been named Alabama Teacher of the Year. Out of 48,000 teachers in Alabama, Airport Road Intermediate School teacher Deborah Stringfellow is the 2024 Alabama Teacher of the Year. Stringfellow is a graduate of Troy University and has been an educator for over 40 years. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Been injured in a car wreck and no fault of your own? Who are you going to call? Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time to show mom how much you appreciate her with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Mother's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 85-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for mom. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal...
company.
...contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
What a big change in our weather just in time for the weekend. In fact, tonight is going to be much cooler with low temperatures only in the mid-50s, mostly clear skies overnight. Tomorrow, Saturday, very comfortable humidity with a high temperature up to about 79, plenty of sunshine. Back to the 50s again on Saturday night and a nice Mother's Day forecast with plenty of sunshine and a high in the lower 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Doctors thought there was a tumor inside RFK Jr., but I'm the worm to blame. First my egg was a hatching, and then I started snacking on RFK Jr.'s brain. Oh, I was there inside, an undercooked pork chop. Started munching on his brain and didn't stop. You can tell I ate a lot. While America's deciding between Trump or Biden, my favorite campaign is the only politician who admits his brain is missing because I ate RFK's brain.
That story is just so weird.
Yeah.
It is 3:48 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I just saw a headline out of the corner of my eye that Barron Trump is going to decline the chance to be a Republican convention delegate. Can't say I blame him. Look at how they treat his dad. I don't know if after what he's watched. And think about that. The Democrats have no soul. They don't care about anybody's feelings except people who deserve to have them hurt. And all the sordid details coming out in this trial and everything else. I wonder what that's like for a kid. I don't care if it's a famous kid or anybody's kid, to have that kind of public exposure with such a credible witness, too. You know, Stormy still owes Donald Trump $365,000. And the woman is not going to pay that. She's being very, isn't that like contempt of court? Yeah. She has the money. Pay the money, Stormy. Yeah, and yet he's on trial because of you, after you, it's just, this is how sick the whole thing is. She owes him $365,000 and has been very outspoken about how she's never going to pay it back. This is America. Of all the horrible things going on, the worst, the absolute worst, is the double standard of justice. Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, commit crimes, violations of national security, storage of documents, and so forth. Then we find out that a lot of that stuff that they found at Mar-a-Lago was planted there.
Right.
But they're still going on with the trial, or trying. And the judges, well, we know the crackpots in New York, they can't be helped. But even a judge that wants to be fair can't, or probably has a tough time doing it, because these people are not beyond making phone calls and subtle threats. I hear a commercial running on the station for Cover Alabama. I would love to see everybody covered for health care. Isn't that what Obamacare was supposed to be?
Yeah.
And that crap started 15 years ago. We still have 200,000 people uncovered. Does that not speak to the idea that Obamacare was a disaster and a failure and did nothing but make healthcare more expensive for everybody? Yet, we elected people who promised to go to Washington and repeal that pile of basil schmiz it, and yet it still sits there. And we still have uncovered people. So what was the point of it? I'm just asking for a friend. I really don't want to get heated and political this afternoon, but I wanted to make that at least that one note. That's something we discussed on the morning show up there. Taylor Swift fans are going to see her in Europe, because if you go to the right travel agency, you can enjoy a European trip and a Taylor Swift show for what you'd pay for one ticket here.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's Sweden. It's one of them happy countries, you know, in the Scandinavian area there. Yeah, it's about $1,500, but her tickets were selling for that price because dads who don't know how to say no to their daughters. And take it from me, when I have to put my foot down with Janelle, I do it.
B-S.
Does it count if I want to do it?
No.
All right. Okay, you caught me.
All right.
Dead in the water on that one. 3:52 is the time. We get more calls from people who don't want to come on the air than any other show in America.
A request. Crawdad wants to hear Old Harold Delaney.
Old Harold Delaney!
Yeah.
Great request, Crawdad. Because I have to go back out to the... I went out to the car to look for a connector for my phone, because I couldn't find the one I usually leave in the studio here. It was MIA. I found it. But before I found it, no, I have to go down and shove my hand in between the seats and the console and the car, and, you know, draw a little blood in the process. I'm still looking for a cord that I know was in there, but it's hiding somewhere. These are the fun things I do when I have a few minutes to my own. 3:53. Speaking of fun things, there is a fun thing sitting over at Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. It's called a Corvette. It's a 99. It's red. It only has 64,000 miles on it. And it's a Jack Ingram Select Used Car, which means it's sitting there under 20,000 for the dream machine. Under 20,000. And here's what you know about the vehicle. It's got a good Carfax vehicle history report. The body shop is reconditioned. Everything's good. And then they offer that with the Nissan Certified Select program, because at Jack Ingram, it's all about the place where quality meets affordability. So if you want sports car quality, I'll tell you, the Corvette look is timeless. Really is. This one's red with a tan interior. And it comes with that warranty, in addition to roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and rental car reimbursement. So what John Ingram and his team have done at Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is add further guarantees to the quality of their product. Now, I've been an 8-time customer in the years I've been working with them. I make car payments. Nobody gives me anything for free. I pay bills, because I could not in good conscience ask you to spend your money with anybody that I wasn't spending my own at. It's just the way it is. I think it's called integrity.
Right.
So, and I love the folks over there. They're just the consummate car professionals. They are the un-dealership, if you will. All the stereotypes and things that people, you're never going to find that at Jack Ingram. They're the creme de la creme as human beings. Hey, maybe it's a good weekend to surprise mom with a new car. They've got choices galore in sedans, sport utility vehicles, trucks, starting under $5,000 and as high as you want to go. But you can shop with confidence with 25 lending partners. They'll get you done on something you will love to drive at Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Visit them online at jackingramselect.com. And don't forget the entire Ingram family of great vehicles, starting with Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, and Audi at jackingram.com. Who do we have?
Cowgirl.
Cowgirl. Hi.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You know, stumbling through it today, so to speak.
I guess. So, I wanted to request something, if anybody has it, but I also wanted to say, Monday I will be starting working with one of your people that advertise on your station.
Oh, cool. Who?
Any Orange Concrete.
Really? Well,
yes,
you're going to work for...
I'm in a dump truck.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's... They're a great company. And Tom Latham is...
Tom is awesome. Everybody there is very awesome. So, I've been knowing Tom for a while, so, yes. He's an awesome person.
Yes.
Awesome people work for, and they do amazing work, so...
They do. That's why I always refer people to their Facebook page. What are you going to be doing with them?
I'm driving a dump truck.
How cool is that?
For you.
Yeah.
I've been driving a truck for like 30 years, so...
Well, that's awesome, and I'm so glad that you're going to work for a good friend to me and this show. Awesome.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I also wanted to see if has anybody requested the FJB song.
I will play that for you coming up.
Okay, great.
And you won't have to wait long. All righty.
Okay,
thank you.
Cool. Y'all have a good one.
Congratulations, thanks. Cowgirl. That's great news.
Thank you.
I love it when that happens.
Yeah.
I love that. That's so, and there again, the people I get to work with who put their money and behind our message and keep us on the air, they're just incredible. And Tom is one of those people. Wicked sense of humor, too. I saw new pictures today of the work they're doing on the Prattville High School Stadium.
Wow.
I mean, when they can rebuild a stadium, or they can give you a beautiful stamped concrete patio, how can you go wrong? And if you're planning on some kind of a change this summer or in addition to your home, he's your guy, 284-9292. And that's Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. And now we know where we can find Cowgirl when we need her.
Right.
Which is great. Our number is 272-9228. We will be taking requests. We'd love to hear from you. Right now we're going to check traffic. SRN News, just ahead.
Our latest accident, if you are coming in to Montgomery from Prattville on Highway 31, just past the River Bridge before Hunter Loop, we have a moderate crash there. Please watch out for emergency vehicles. Some other accidents that are wrapping or have already wrapped, and that leaves us just very busy everywhere on the boulevards. I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, be safe. We'll keep you updated. Want to sell your car? McKenna Toyota needs used vehicles, and we'll make you an offer on the spot. It's worth the drive. McKenna Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports,